Hello, my name's Fee Dunn. I'm doing this podcast demo to show you Ovi Maps, which is now supported by MobileSpeak. Well, most of it is. There are a few areas that aren't accessible, which I will mention in a little while. This was recorded, the bulk of this, on Friday, and I'm afraid it ends a bit abruptly because the battery ran out on my Zoom H1 recorder, which is what I'm using to record this. However, what you will hear is me walking to my bus stop, and partway there the sat-nav started to work, which is good. And then you'll hear me on the bus. Well, you won't really hear me, you'll hear the phone telling me where I should go. Well, giving directions. Obviously, the bus driver has his own directions anyway, but I just had them for me because then it tells you when you've got to your destination, etc. And then a little bit of me in town, looking for a nearby cafe, but I never actually got as far as getting the sat-nav to guide me there because, as I say, the battery in this Zoom H1 ran out before I could do that. So, if you want to contact me, you can follow me on Twitter. The user ID for that is Fidun, F-I-D-U-N-N. So the website to go to would be www.twitter.com, that's twitter.com, /Fidun, F-I-D-U-N-N. Or you can email me, and that's fee@fidun.plus.com. So fi@fidunn.plus.com. I hope you enjoy the demo. Apologies for the hammering noises during this little announcement. I think my neighbours are doing some DIY work. I don't have any control over that, and I'd like to get this podcast out to people. So enjoy, and I hope it shows you a bit of what you can do with Ovi Maps and MobileSpeak. Why I'm doing this is to show you Ovi Maps. This is a new thing in MobileSpeak 4.60, so if you're using Torx, don't expect it to work because it won't be read out. They may work on that, but at the moment MobileSpeak is well ahead there. What I want to show you is how Ovi Maps will tell you where you are and how easy it is to get it to do that. So I'm going to take you on a short journey to my bus stop. You're clipped onto my rucksack belt, and that's by my coat. So there may be a little sort of walking noise, but hopefully you'll get the idea of what this Ovi Maps does. So just leaving the flap first. So I'm going to open Ovi Maps on this E72.
Menu, applications, 1 of 15. Applications, Torx, ampersand Zooms, 1 of 31. Clock, 8 of 31. Home media, 10 of GPS, GPS, maps, 1 of 3.
So I've opened Maps. Asking me that is because I use Bluetooth to for my sat nav, but you can use the internal one.
Maps, 5 of 11. My position, 1 of 11.
This is what I want to show you. My position. But it's remembering from last time, so hopefully in a minute that we'll actually get it right. So what I'll do is come back to you when this position is right, because the sat nav has to have some looking on time.
Position.
I'll try
position. 1 of 11.
Getting my position again and see if that helps.
Position 40 up to 6. Boost on the United Kingdom.
Not much.
Position
aha, it's just found where I am. I'm sorry about
position
the mobile phone. Sorry about the phone noise, but nature of the beast when you're recording stuff on phones, I'm afraid. So I'm going to turn the volume up a little bit now, because this wind is causing a bit of a problem.
Volume 5, volume 6, position 3 Dilmore Avenue.
That's Dilmore, 3 Dilmore Avenue.
Position 2 Dilmore Avenue.
And so as I walk along, it's lovely because it's telling me I'm moving and where I'm going.
Position 1 Dilmore Avenue.
Turn the corner and it should register that in a moment.
Position 30 Dilmore Lane.
Yep, now saying Dilmore Lane instead of Dilmore Avenue, so it's excellent. And as I walk along here, it'll just keep
position 29 Dilmore Lane.
It will keep
position
me.
Dilmore Lane.
I just said Dilmore Lane, I don't know why it's not saying a number, but as I walk along this long lane,
position 25 Dilmore Lane,
just keep telling me where I am. Obviously,
position Dilmore Lane.
It will probably tell me numbers from both sides of the street. It's not clever enough to know which side.
Position 22 Dilmore Lane.
It's not clever enough to know which side of the street I'm on, but it's pretty good.
Position 21 Dilmore Lane.
Once it's got its bearings. Like most of us, really, I guess.
Position Dilmore Lane. Position 19 Dilmore Lane. Position Dilmore Lane. Position 16 Dilmore Lane. Position Dilmore Lane.
And stuff a minute ago, so I'm not quite sure what's going on.
Position 19 Dilmore Lane.
Sat nav's not always the most accurate.
Position 16 Dilmore Lane.
It's within 20 metres of something. Someone will correct me, I'm sure. But it's not pinpoint accuracy anyway. That's something to be aware of when using it. It'll get you near your doorstep or whoever's doorstep, but not
position.
But it isn't
position 30 Dilmore Lane.
It's not so accurate that you could say, oh yes, I'm definitely outside the exactly right house. You might be
position 30 Dilmore Lane.
You might be next door, for example, or a couple of houses away.
Position 16 Dilmore Lane.
Or across the road on the other side. But
position 13 Dilmore Lane.
You can hear I'm using the cane.
So position 15 Dilmore Lane.
To use with I was
position
using my cane.
Lane.
It got stuck. So to use with something like a guide dog or a cane, it's fine, but not on its own. Ooh, that's a bit overgrown.
Position 12 Dilmore Lane.
It doesn't tell you about overgrown bushes either. Or stinging nettles or dogs much.
Position 11 Dilmore Lane.
I haven't stood in any dog's muck today, but, you know.
Position 10 Dilmore Lane.
Right, I had to stop then and come back to you because someone helped me cross this main road, which you can probably hear the traffic in the background. So now I'll have a new position. Let's have a look.
Position
247, Droitwich Road. You see, that's quite a main road. I'm going to turn the volume up a bit more.
Position 8:38. Enable connection for a Searching offline. Results. Alpha mode. Lowercase. Forregate. 1.4 me, comma, Forregate Street. Forregate Street, comma, Worcester slash Worcester, comma, WR11104. Forregate. 1.4 me, comma, Worcester. Forregate Street, Worcester, comma, 56. Forregate Street, comma, United Kingdom, 204. Forregate. 1.5 me, comma, the Forregate, comma, Worcester slash Worcester. Forregate. 40.4 me, comma, Abbey Forregate, car park, Shrews. Forregate. 1.4 me, comma, Forregate Street, comma, Worcester. Forregate. 1.4 me, comma, Worcester, Forregate Street, Worcester, comma, 56, Forregate Street, comma, United Kingdom, 204. Walk 1 of 7. Drive to 2 of 7. After 150 yards at the roundabout, take the second exit onto Droitwich Road. At the roundabout, take the second exit. After 1 mile, turn right.
Next turn, A449/Castle Street. Position, Droitwich Road. Map origin, check it's close. Worcester, comma, United Kingdom.
Route recalculation. After 200 yards, turn left onto Little London. Now turn left. Calculation. After a quarter of a mile, keep left onto St. Mary's Street. After 150 yards, keep left onto St. Mary's Street and then keep right. Now keep left and then keep right onto Sansom Walk. After 150 yards, keep right onto Sansom Walk. Route recalculation.
Oh, thank you.
Route recalculation.
This one here?
Yeah.
All right. When he stops, yeah?
Yeah.
Route recalculation.
52 degrees 11. Apostrophe 43 inverted commas n comma 2 degrees 13. Position. Worcester Forregate Street.
Okay, so what you heard there was me going on to the bus. Well, part of it. I've chopped some of it out because of people talking and things. Me going on to the bus and the recorder I put in my bag, and the route was being spoken by not by mobile speak, but by a Nokia voice that I downloaded. It asked me what language I wanted, and it had all these different languages, and it had English male, English female, and so on, and also English with street names, which I think is good, because you may have noticed it would say turn left or right into St. Mary's Street or Little London or something. So it actually tells you the street names. If you can't get that for your language, you can still find out whether to turn left or right and everything, at least. It didn't get me exactly to the spot where I searched for, but that's because I wanted the bus stop, and they tend not to be on the sat-nav OVMaps database. So what I'm going to do now is save this spot as somewhere I want to come to again. And what that also means is I can share it with all my other phones, because if you know me on any lists, you'll know that I have a ridiculous number of phones. I think it's great, but a lot of people are like, why? Don't know. I like them. What can I say? Anyway, I'm going to show you now how to save where you are. Very easy. It's very easy. So I'll get the phone out. Oh, I've exited that guide view thing. It's not called guide view, but I've exited it by mistake anyway, so, but it doesn't matter. I don't need it anymore. So.
Volume 6.
Right.
Drive 5. My position, 1 of 11.
I want my position again.
Position, Worcester Farrogate Street, Worcester, United Kingdom.
Okay, now that's great. So what I'm going to do now is press select again, which is the centre of the joystick.
Show details, 1 of 4.
I could do that, but I don't want to.
Share location, 2 of 4.
I could do that and send it to other people.
Save place, 3 of 4. Send, 4 of 4.
Oh no, sharing. Oh, I don't know what sharing is then, because send is there as well. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Volume 7.
Turn volume up. So, save place.
Save place, 3 of 4. Save us. Worcester Farrogate Street, Worcester. Worcester Farrogate Street, Worcester. Save to favourites. Position, Worcester Farrogate Street, Worcester, United Kingdom.
So now, what I'm going to do is search for nearby cafe. I'm meeting my friends, so...
Thank you. 4 Yard, comma, Keystones Cafe Bar, Worcester, comma, 1 Copenhagen Street, comma, United Kingdom, 1920. 492 Yard, comma, Chester's Restaurant, Worcester, comma, 50 New Street, comma, United Kingdom, 2020.
So it found plenty. Now I want to save one of these. We're not going there today, but I want to save it for later, so Chester's, it said, so
492 Yard, comma, Chester's Restaurant, Worcester, comma, 50 New Street, comma, United Kingdom, 2020.
I think we can turn this down a bit now. It's a bit quieter.
Volume 8. Volume 7.
So I'll press select on Chester's and see what we get.
Position, Chester's Restaurant, Worcester, comma, 50 New Street, comma, United Kingdom.
Oh, it just tells you that, and then you press select
walk
again.
Walk to 1 of 7.
Walk to.
Try to 2 of. Add to route 3 of 7.
Add to route. So you could go on a route via that, presumably, to somewhere else, or it could end there, or well, I don't know. I haven't really experimented with that yet.
Show details, 4 of 7.
Presumably that would be the phone number and stuff like that.
Save place, 5 of 7.
That's what we'll want in a second, but let's just see what else.
Call, 6 of 7.
Oh, you can call them.
Send, 7 of 7.
And send it to somebody else. I think you can also call somewhere by pressing the green call key or send key on your phone, because I did that by mistake yesterday. I rang an optician's of all places. I got rid of the call quickly because I didn't really want to speak to an optician. It's not very useful if you're totally blind. So
that's where the battery ran out, I'm afraid. So that's all we have. The next thing I'm going to show you before I finish is just a little bit of me being guided walking, because it is slightly different. You will hear some handbag noise, and I don't really talk to you much during this. It's not a very long section anyway, and it was really, really cold. It was recorded in the evening, and it's November here in the UK, and it's very cold, and I just wanted to get inside because it was really not very nice. It wasn't raining, but just freezing cold. What you hear is the Nokia voice giving me directions, like you do with the driving. But it also does a sort of vibrating thing as well. And I haven't quite fathomed out why. Because it seemed to vibrate twice for if you needed to turn left or right. So I don't really know why it does that. I haven't quite worked that out. If somebody wants to tell me, then that would be lovely. Similarly to the driving route, I never actually make it to the destination. Well, actually, I did make it to the destination. But OviMaps seemed to sort of give up giving me directions before I actually got there. So I probably won't show you the whole of that. Anyway, I hope it enlightens you a bit more as to how OviMaps works. I haven't covered everything in this podcast that OviMaps can do because I'm still learning. But I hope it's given you a bit of an introduction if perhaps you weren't sure what you could do with OviMaps. One more thing I discovered during the evening when I was coming home on the bus was that when you're in the drive mode and it's guiding you driving, you can press 4 and it will tell you the last instruction that the Nokia voice spoke to you again, which is excellent. So that was another useful little discovery. I'm not sure how to do the same thing in the walking mode yet. As I say, I'm still learning. But here is me doing a little bit of walking, and I'm afraid you can hear the sort of walking noise because the phone and the Zoom H1 were in my bag, because as I say, I just wanted to get home really. But I thought I ought to show you the walking a little bit as part of this demo.
Maps, window, position, Dilma Lane, Finley Heath, comma, Worcester, comma, United Kingdom, button 1, search, button 2, menu, my position, 1 of 11, share location, 3, favourites, 4 of 11, favourites, synchronise with Ovi, 1 of 4, places, 2 of, places, Eastfield Close, 60, 195 yard, comma, 60, Dilma Lane, 12, 213 yard, comma, 12, Finley Heath bus stop, 216, The Meadows 247 yard, comma 5 Eastfield Close, com WR37, comma Worcester, United Kingdom, 4 of 17. Show on map 1 of 11. Point me to 2 of 11. Walk to 3 of 11. Next turn, calculating route, map origin. Now turn right onto Dilmore Avenue, and then, after 100 yards, turn left. Next turn, 25-yard Dilmore Avenue. Next turn, 20-yard Dilmore Avenue, map origin, 5 Dilmore Avenue. Next turn, 15-yard Dilmore Avenue. Next turn, 5-yard Dilmore Avenue. Next turn, 95-yard Tapenhile Road, position, Dilmore Avenue. Next turn, 90-yard Tapenhile Road. Next turn, 85-yard Tapenhile Road. Next turn, 80-yard Tapenhile Road. Next turn, 75-yard Tapenhile Road.
After 70 yards, turn left onto Penhall Road.
Next turn, 60-yard Tapenhile. Next turn, 60-yard Tapenhile Road. Next turn, 55-yard Tapenhile Road. Next turn, 50-yard Tapenhile. Next turn, 50-yard Tapenhile Road. Next turn, 40-yard Tapenhile Road.
Now turn left onto Penhall Road, and then, after 80 yards, turn right.
Next turn, 25-yard Tapenhile Road. Next turn, 25-yard Tapenhile Road. Next turn, 20-yard Tapenhile Road. Next turn, 70-yard East Field Close. Next turn, 65-yard East Field Close. Next turn, 60-yard East Field Close. Next turn, 50-yard East Field. Next turn, 50-yard East Field Close. Next turn, 45-yard East Field Close. Next turn, 40-yard East Field Close.
Now turn right onto East Field Close.
FE:240 new males. Next turn, 20-yard East Field Close. Places 2 or 4. Next turn, 20-yard East Field Close. Next turn, 10-yard East Field Close. Next turn, 5-yard East Field Close. Position, East Field Close.
I hope it gave you some idea of the excellent different things you can do with OView Maps. In some ways, I think it's actually better than Wayfinder. I really like the My Position feature. There was Around Me or something like that in Wayfinder, and it would show you different things that were nearby, but it wouldn't actually show you where you were. And there was Where Am I, but that would say helpful things like Worcester. Yes, I know that. Sometimes it was a bit more helpful, but sometimes it really wasn't. And I like the way My Position will keep changing gradually as you move. Obviously, not always, if the sat-nav hasn't locked on to position yet, but I really like what OV Maps has done for us now that it is accessible with mobile speak. On most newer Nokia phones, it comes preloaded. But you can download newer versions. I forget what the website is, but it will be on Code Factory's website. And also, you can just do a Google search for download OV Maps. I hope that's helpful. I do welcome feedback if you want to contact me. It'd be great to hear from you. Thanks for listening, and have a good day.